news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
A little cooler and a lot clearer as you step out on this Friday morning. Get more from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams coming up right here on FM Talk 106.5. First, we'll check in with Kane and our traffic report.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center. You've got accidents now. Mobile Police Department clear, but state troopers have a report of a car that drove off in the median 1 mile right before the exit 44. It's the Loxley exit, eastbound I-10, so be careful. Had one off the airport in 65. It's already moved out of the roadway. Toomey's Mardi Gras has been your number one store in the area for everything Mardi Gras since 1978. Shop Toomey's for the best selection, pricing, and service in Mobile on Government Boulevard and Spanish Fort at the Eastern Shore Center. See them at Toomey'sMardiGras.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Fighting the socialists in Washington, exposing the nonsense in Congress, restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio Town Hall with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must take a stand.
Are you tired of an overreaching federal government? Please join me, Pete Rehm, 8 p.m. every Thursday night for the Restoring Common Sense Town Hall. Timely issues and a chance for your voice to be heard. That's Common Sense Town Hall every Thursday at 8 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
607 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on this Friday. And good news if you didn't like navigating through that fog. It's gone for today, and some cooler temps, 55 now, as we get started on this Friday morning. Lots to talk about this morning. A lot of news from Washington, internationally, and right here at home. Chief Justice sworn in yesterday, and the Senate now begins their part of the impeachment proceedings. We'll get details on that coming up, plus the announcement. Mark Esper, Secretary of Defense, visiting NAS Pensacola next week, would be a month after the deadly shootings at NAS Pensacola. And the bridge is back. The North Bay Express is another bite at the infrastructure. Apple, already people rallying up to challenge any possible tolls on another route across the bay.
Yeah, the Facebook group already back at it.
Yeah, so we'll get into details on that coming up. Also, it is a football Friday, getting so very close to Senior Bowl.
Yeah, and we got a lot of questions for the executive director, Jim Nagy. We'll talk to him later this morning at 8 o'clock.
All right, and yeah, in Washington, of course, all eyes on the Senate now as they move into their portion of the impeachment proceeding. You had Chief Justice being sworn in yesterday. Now, he presides over the proceedings. If we're going to try to stick with this judicial analogy, then the members of the Senate are jurors, not prosecutors, not defenders. They're the jurors, and then the Chief Justice is going to be there to preside, and then the managers that have walked it over will be, I guess, part of the prosecution there in the Senate. 608, more on that right now from Linda Kenyon from Westwood One.
The vote in the House paves the way for President Trump's impeachment trial in the Senate to begin within days. In addition, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi holds a press conference in the morning to announce the impeachment managers, members of the House.
And for some reason, we have not gotten Linda's new report. We'll get that coming up right after news.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Two traffic alerts to share beginning at 9 this morning. Crews will close part of Hamilton Boulevard in Mobile County. The stretch of road between Highway 90 and Rangeline Road will be closed as crews work to replace a culvert. In Baldwin County, crews will close part of Grantham Road at Laurent Road from 8 this morning until 5 this evening. Crews will be working to install a water line in that area. Mobile Fire Rescue has identified the woman who died when she crashed into a school bus Thursday morning. 49-year-old Rachel Martin crashed into the bus after losing control of her SUV, according to police. One student was taken to the hospital but is expected to be okay. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says the military is bringing a lot of money into the state. Citing a recent study, the governor says the military and defense industry has brought in $95 billion, making it one of the state's top economic drivers. With WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Mobile County Treasurer Phil Benson is an Air Force veteran who used his GI Bill to obtain a bachelor's degree in accounting. After receiving his degree, Phil Benson spent the next three decades working in the private sector as a certified public accountant. Phil Benson is a man of faith that not only attends Christ United Methodist Church, but is also the church treasurer. Phil Benson is a Republican who has proudly served our country and supports all of President Trump's policies. For the past 7 years, Phil Benson has managed the Mobile County Treasury Department with honor and the utmost integrity to keep your tax dollars safe and secure. So on March 3rd, let's keep Phil Benson working for us. Vote Phil Benson, Mobile County Treasurer.
Hi, I'm Phil Benson, Treasurer of Mobile County, and I would like to take this opportunity to ask for your vote and support for the Mobile County Treasurer on March 3rd.
Paid for by the Phil Benson Campaign.
It's all about you, you, you.
Hi, Greg Halliday here. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for making 2019 such an extraordinary year for us here at Kobe Subaru. As part of 2020's resolution to be smarter with your money, I want to ask you to consider a certified pre-owned Kobe Subaru. These select vehicles have undergone a rigorous 152-point inspection, bringing them back to like-new factory standards for a worry-free purchase. Being the oldest and largest Subaru dealership on the Gulf Coast puts us in a position to offer our certified pre-owned Kobe Subarus with a 100,000-mile warranty at incredible savings to you. Stop by our location on the I-65 Service Road or visit us online at KobeSubaru.com to find out more about the Kobe difference. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com.
All right, 612, FM Talk 1065, and Mobile Mornings. Third impeachment trial of a U.S. president in the history of this republic has officially begun. Now, details from Linda Kenyon from Westwood One.
It began in the Senate chamber with the official presentation of the articles of impeachment, with one of the chief House impeachment managers outlining the charges against President Trump.
President Trump solicited the interference of a foreign government, Ukraine, in the 2020 United States presidential election.
Then Representative Adam Schiff, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, described the second article of impeachment, obstruction of Congress.
No president has ever ordered the complete defiance of an impeachment inquiry or sought to obstruct and impede so comprehensively the ability of the House of Representatives to investigate high crimes and misdemeanors.
On the other side of the Capitol building, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was addressing the issue of whether the Republican-controlled Senate must take into account recent new evidence and allow witness testimony in the trial.
They don't want to see documents. They don't want to hear from eyewitnesses. They want to ignore anything new that comes up.
What's come up includes a statement from the Government Accountability Office that says the Trump administration broke the law when it withheld U.S. security aid to Ukraine last year that had been appropriated by Congress. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy dismissed this new revelation, saying the House had its chance.
They made their case for impeachment. The Senate role now is to judge it.
In the afternoon, a hush enveloped the Senate chamber as Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts entered.
Senators, I attend the Senate in conformity with your notice for the purpose of joining with you for the trial of the President of the United States.
Justice Roberts, who will preside over the President's impeachment trial, was administered the oath by the President pro tem of the Senate, Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley. Roberts, in turn, swore in the members of the U.S. Senate. They will act as the jury in the trial.
Do you solemnly swear that in all things appertaining to the trial of the impeachment of Donald John Trump, President of the United States, now pending, you will do impartial justice according to the Constitution and laws, so help you God.
The trial will begin with opening statements next Tuesday, but there are still a lot of questions to be answered, like the issue of whether there will be witness testimony. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he really doesn't know.
We expect that we will have votes on these witnesses on Tuesday, but can't be sure till we see the resolution that McConnell has put together.
He refers to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who at first said he did not want any witness testimony in the trial, but later said the issue would be put to a vote during the trial. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
More discussion on this coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. And, of course, text lines open for you at 343-0106 on the way in sports.
Odell Beckham Jr. in even more trouble for his antics on Monday night.
Right, we'll get to that coming up. Y'all stay close.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
An arrest warrant for Odell Beckham Jr., another victim in the Houston Astros cheating scandal, and the South Alabama men's team loses for the first time in four games. It's 6:16 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Odell Beckham Jr. no longer plays for the LSU Tigers. The wide receiver is currently with the Cleveland Browns heading into year 7 of his NFL career. But Beckham was on hand for LSU's national championship win in New Orleans on Monday night and left a trail of destruction in his wake. First, Beckham may have gotten the university into trouble with the NCAA by passing out cash to players following the game. Now, an arrest warrant has been issued for Beckham by the New Orleans Police Department. The warrant was issued for a charge of simple battery because Beckham smacked the backside of a security officer in the Tigers' dressing room following the game. A viral video shows the officer giving some of the players grief for smoking victory cigars in the locker room. He was telling them that they weren't allowed to smoke inside of the Superdome. In the video, Beckham comes to the scene while the officer is talking with the players. He then slaps the officer in the behind. The officer turns and walks towards Beckham, who begins dancing before the video ends. Yesterday, Beckham's team, the Cleveland Browns, released a statement saying they were aware of the incident and that Odell and his representatives are cooperating with the authorities. The 2017 Houston Astros sign-stealing scandal has claimed another coach. The New York Mets announced yesterday that they have fired new manager Carlos Beltran for his role in the scandal while he was a player for Houston. Beltran was hired as the Mets manager in November and had yet to even coach a game with the team. Beltran is the fourth person from three teams to be fired for his role in the scandal. The Astros fired general manager Jeff Lunau and manager A.J. Hinch after the MLB announced penalties for Houston. And on Wednesday, the Boston Red Sox fired manager Alex Cora, who was a bench coach for Houston at the time of the scandal. According to the MLB's report on the cheating scheme, the Astros bullpen watched a live feed from a center field camera to view the catcher's signs to the opposing pitcher. They would then bang on a trash can to let the Astros hitters know what kind of pitch to expect. Beltran played a central role in the scheme. He told ESPN after his firing, quote, "I should have recognized the severity of the issue and truly regret the actions that were taken." In basketball, the South Alabama men's team fell to Georgia State 72-63 at the Mitchell Center. The loss snapped a three-game win streak for the Jags. USA senior Josh Ajayi put together another good game despite the loss with 19 points and 10 rebounds. South's record now stands at 11-8 this season. They'll take the court again tomorrow at 3 with Georgia Southern coming to town. The South women's team, on the other hand, beat Georgia State in Atlanta last night 81-64. Savannah Jones led the Jags with 17 points and 6 rebounds. Three other players from South also scored double-digit points. The women's team will stay in Georgia and face Georgia Southern tomorrow at 1. It's 6:19 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
Styx River Shooting Center is now accepting new memberships for 2020. Try your skills at the rifle and pistol ranges, skeet field, trap field, and clay shooting. Styx River Shooting Center has everything you need for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. Styx River Shooting Center, located off Interstate 10, exit 53, Wilcox Road. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Come get your aim on.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies this morning, then becoming mostly cloudy this afternoon with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, a few showers, lows around 60. And then tomorrow, cloudy with showers and highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
It's a new year, a new decade. The possibilities are endless, especially when it comes to your health. So whether you want to shed a few pounds, stop smoking or vaping, or just get serious about preventative care and screenings, the Alabama Department of Public Health has plenty of free resources, tools, and information to help you start or continue your journey to a better, healthier you this year. To learn more about all we offer to help keep you and your family healthy, visit our website at alabamapublichealth.gov.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Don't fight addiction alone. Their advisors are ready to take your call. Your future is still a bright place. The help you need could be one call away. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. This call is completely confidential. And if you have private insurance, there could be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There is no need to let addiction ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call your addiction team at 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Make the free call now. 800-410-4036. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
Good morning, everyone, for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. So far, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers not working any new accidents. They've got a report of a car that drove off the median 1 mile right before exit 44, the Loxley exit on eastbound I-10, but no other delays that will slow you down. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2020 RAV4 for just $249 a month for 36 months and $3299 down. Model 4430. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 622 and 55 degrees now at our studios and clearer out there. Some changes in the mix. We'll get more from Dr. Bill coming your way just about 13 minutes from right now. In-depth weather discussion with him. Hey, heads up, the maids. And back in October is when we started with the maids, and it couldn't have been more perfect timing for us going into the holiday season, but it is fantastic here in the new year, giving the gift of clean and the gift of time, and that's a big deal for us at our house. We've got two young children and a lot of stuff going on in our schedule, and not only do we now have a house that is perfectly clean, we have that time back in our schedule for running kids here or there, getting those extra things done, even maybe enjoying our new house. It's something you can do pretty easily by just picking up the phone and calling the maids. They're going to come out and give you a free estimate. It's 344-6626. That's their phone number, 344-6626. Give them a call. Get that estimate. See what they can do for you. You get a team comes through. We've got a four-person team that comes to our house. They got the back, like the Ghostbuster backpack vacuum cleaners. They have the HEPA filters. They get all that dust and dander and all that stuff that builds up in your house this time of year. 99% of it taken out by those HEPA filters. Great folks with the maids. Love working with them. Let them help you out soon and give yourself that gift of clean and the gift of time back in your schedule. Once again, get that free estimate by calling 344-6626, 344-6626, or just Google the maids for Mobile and Baldwin County and make that appointment today. 624 and in Washington, of course, just so much to talk about from yesterday. Federal watchdog organization claiming it was against the law to withhold money Congress had appropriated for the Ukraine, making that accusation against the president directly. It's a new piece of information in the impeachment matter, and Bob Constantini has more.
The Government Accountability Office, which reports to Congress, says the Trump White House Office of Management and Budget violated federal law by withholding the $214 million in military aid to Ukraine. The money's delay is one of the essential elements of the impeachment case. Democrats suggest it's another way President Trump broke the law.
By putting a hold on military aid to Ukraine while that country was trying to defend itself against an invasion ordered by Vladimir Putin.
That's Senator Dick Durbin throwing in a mention of why the money was important to Ukraine, but Republican John Barrasso taking the White House point of view about the delay.
Now we are finally getting aid there, but I've always worried about corruption in Ukraine and wanting to make sure that U.S. taxpayer dollars were actually wisely spent.
It was never about corruption. It was strictly about the Burisma, which included Hunter Biden and Joe Biden.
Indicted for campaign finance violations, Lev Parnas is injecting himself right into the impeachment. The one-time associate of President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, implicates both as wanting a quid pro quo from Ukraine's new president, Volodymyr Zelensky, an investigation of the Bidens.
If they didn't make the announcement, basically, there would be no relationship military. There was no aid that was going to be assisted. There was going to be no inauguration. Pence wouldn't be at the inauguration, and there would be no visit to the White House.
Parnas started cooperating with House investigators in recent weeks. Parnas says he met President Trump through Giuliani.
I don't know him. I don't know Parnas, other than I guess I had pictures taken, which I do with thousands of people. I don't know him at all. Don't know what he's about. Don't know where he comes from. Know nothing about him. I can only tell you this thing is a big hoax.
Ahead of the Senate trial, Parnas on CNN expressing a willingness to testify, especially if former National Security Advisor John Bolton does.
Between me and Bolton, we could fit in all the dots, I think, because I was on the ground there and he was over here.
And you'd be willing to testify?
I would be very willing to testify.
Bolton has been described by other witnesses as calling what Giuliani was doing in Ukraine a drug deal. Bob Costantini, the White House.
All right, 626 FM Talk 106.5. It's starting at noon today. I think 11 o'clock our time. They're back at it in Washington as the Senate will go 6 days a week. And they said maybe 3 to 4 weeks in their portion of the impeachment process. Also here at home, Daphne's Mayor Dane Haygood has a concept in mind for the future of the I-10 Bayway Bridge. Story from Dana Winter from WKRG. State Auditor and leader of the Block the Mobile Bayway Toll Group, Jim Ziegler, said he's prepared to go against those plans if they include a toll. Ziegler's Facebook group has more than 54,000 members. He said there are two options if the bridge does get built. He said one is to simply fix the existing bridge. And he said, speaking of the other option, the second is to build a basic bridge. When the project started, it was $800,000. Mayor Haygood told News 5 the concept would create a new expressway-style bridge that would fork off and on at I-10 and the Virginia Street exit and connect back with access to and from Highway 98 on the other side of the bay. Hearing about the discussion, the Alabama Department of Transportation has decided that they would look at this. And so the state's position remains the same, but they'll look at the new concept here. We'll talk about that when we get back. Plus, Dr. Bill is on the way, and News 5 is next.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The Florida Supreme Court has sided with Governor Ron DeSantis in a legal dispute over restoring voting rights to felons with unpaid fines. The court says only felons who have carried out their sentences can vote again under the measure. That means all outstanding fines must have been paid. The Pensacola Blue Wahoos will honor the victims of the deadly mass shooting at Naval Air Station Pensacola. Players will wear a memorial patch on their uniforms. The Wahoos will start their season April 9th. The Strickland Youth Center will begin planting fruit trees tomorrow that will one day produce much-needed nourishment for the community. A total of over 100 trees will eventually be planted in the Mobile County Juvenile Court's community orchard. The fresh fruits and vegetables will be available to children in the community for free. Some road work in Baldwin County. Crews will close part of Grantham Road at Laurent Road from 8 this morning until 5 this evening. Crews will be working to install a water line in that area. For WKRG News 5 this morning, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey. Thank you so much for the card and breakfast in bed and that special cuddle time we had. I want you to know how much I love you and I always want to be with you.
Aw, that's sweet, honey. What the? Cemetery plots? Oh my God, cemetery plots? Really, Dad? Really? You know, this may come in handy sooner than you think.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron. How may I help you?
Ron, I know it's Valentine's Day, but are you open?
Dave, you're not the first guy to call and ask me that this morning. Come on in, Dave. You know Mobile Bay Coins has always got you covered.
I love you, man.
So does your attorney.
Mobile Bay Coin, 2204 Government Street. So much more than a coin store. Loser, failure, victim, washed out, underdog, thrashed.
Presenting a list of the kind of people we're not looking
whipped,
for.
Wimp, slob, licked. wiped out.
A list of people who will not rise above their own fears, doubts, and uncertainties to move ever forward towards success. So if you're one of those people,
fallen, finished,
we're sorry we wasted our breath on you. We had to weed you out to get to the winners.
Champion, successful, victorious, able to leap tall.
But if you're on this list, congratulations. We want to talk to you. Come work with the most creative people in the world. Enjoy the fast-paced, highly challenging world of radio marketing and push yourself to get out of normal. Quit boring yourself and the rest of us. Apply now. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs@fmtalk1065.com today for your appointment. That's jobs@fmtalk1065.com.
Results-oriented, hardworking, invincible.
11 U.S. service members who may have suffered concussions in last week's Iranian missile attack on the Al-Assad base in Iraq have been sent out of the country for treatment and observation, the news confirmed by the U.S. military command in that region. Meanwhile, Iran's supreme leader says his nation dealt the U.S. a blow to America's image with the attack. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei delivered his first Friday sermon in Tehran in 8 years today, using the occasion to call President Trump a clown. China's population crept past 1.4 billion people last year for the first time, even as the birth rate there continues to fall. Denver officials won't hand over information requested by U.S. Customs and Immigration Enforcement on four men wanted for deportation. ICE has subpoenaed the information, the first time subpoenas have been sent to a law enforcement agency. The Mets say new manager Carlos Beltran and the team have agreed to part ways in the latest fallout from the Houston Astros sign-stealing scandal. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishchenko with Your Money Now. The International Energy Agency says Saudi Arabia's reduction in oil supply was a key driver of a drop in global inventories during December, although the Gulf nation's efforts were blunted by increases from other OPEC constituents. And the IEA says a drop of 200,000 barrels a day in Saudi supply, along with a seasonal drop in biofuel production, drove a 780,000 barrel a day drop in global supplies. The agency also left its global oil demand growth forecast for 2019 and 2020 unchanged. The Labor Department will begin restricting news organizations' use of economic data by barring computers from the rooms where reporters receive such data before their public release. The early access to embargoed data allows news services to prepare articles in advance of the public release of economic reports. Renault's worldwide sales rose 5.3% in the fourth quarter of 2019, but decreased for the full year due to the Iran market. On Wall Street, futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Hey, slow down, buddy. This ain't Talladega, and that race car driver's number on your back window, you ain't him. Truth is, just 10 miles over the speed limit, and your chances of killing someone are four times higher. So forget the number on your window, and memorize the one on that orange prison jumpsuit. Stop speeding before speeding stops you.
Drive safe, Alabama. A message from your Alabama Department of Transportation.
Now, weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 6:35, good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Well, change as we stepped out this morning, a good bit cooler and a little bit clearer out there as well.
Yeah, we're going to see some pleasant temperatures today, still above normal. We're going to get in the upper 60s. Of course, the last few days we've been well into the 70s. But we'll have some sunshine this morning, but then it's going to cloud up this afternoon, and we're going to warm back up tomorrow into the 70s again. And after that, we've got an Arctic cold front moving in for Sunday. So today, look for clouds to increase through the day, and as I mentioned, upper 60s. Tonight, it'll be cloudy, and we could see a few showers develop, especially after midnight. The low tonight, around 60, so it's not going to change very much from the afternoon temperatures. And then tomorrow, good chance for showers through the day, and the wind will be out of the south. We're going to warm up into at least into the lower 70s tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, an Arctic cold front will move in, and we're going to cool into the mid and upper 40s for Sunday or Saturday night. And then on Sunday, the clouds are going to linger around for a good portion of the day. It'll be mostly cloudy, but quite a bit cooler. Only 55 for the high Sunday afternoon. That's just the beginning, because for Sunday night, it'll be partly cloudy down to 35 degrees. And on Monday, we should have plenty of sunshine, but the high only in the low 50s. And then Monday night, we're in for a freeze. And it looks like Monday night into Tuesday morning, it'll be mostly clear. And we're going to be in the upper 20s here in the city, and that means many areas will get down into the mid-20s. Tuesday, a sunny day, but only in the 40s, about 48 degrees for the high, and then at least a light freeze, around 31 or 32 degrees for Tuesday night. Then after that, we slowly warm up Wednesday and Thursday. So we've got definitely a freeze for Monday night, and then a light freeze for Tuesday night. So some cold weather on the way.
Yeah, finally back to a little bit of winter here. For tomorrow and the rain, walk us through that. Is this a washout soaker of a Saturday, or is it come-and-go rain and any severe weather?
We don't expect any severe weather with the arrival of the Arctic front. We will see showers. We could see some moderate showers at times, but we're going to look for showers off and on tomorrow, and temperatures getting into the 70s. So it's going to be a warm day tomorrow, very humid, with periods of showers, and the showers will gradually taper off Saturday evening, and then it'll turn colder.
All right, Dr. Bill. Also, if people yet to pick up their copy of the 2020 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, there's still time.
Yeah, there's still time, and of course they're free, and here in Mobile you can stop by at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes or West Marine, also at Classic Cars on Cottage Hill Road and Robert Moore Christmas Town. And if you're over in the Eastern Shore, go by Old Time Garden Supply, Autocraft Collision Center, also Billy Langford Allstate, and they're all in Fairhope. And over at Robertsdale, we have copies of the Robertsdale Power Equipment on Highway 59. And you can always stop by Fox 10 here in Mobile and also at our studios at 106.5.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Coming up next hour, weekend weather scale time. We'll see how he scores the weekend ahead. 55 now, we'll check traffic with Kane coming up next.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Ilhan Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Good morning, everyone, from the ZeliaCityTax.com traffic center. State troopers still on the scene where the car drove off the median about a mile before the exit at Loxley. Exit 44, eastbound I-10. Fire department's on the scene. Mobile Police Department are clear with light traffic and no delays so far from the 1065 split. Traveling northbound all the way up from Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland. The trellis room inside the Battle House Hotel has a new look and a new menu with emphasis on Italian cuisine. Enjoy a family-style experience in this spectacular setting. And remember, with dining at the Trellis Room, valet parking always complimentary. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, pretty focused on your phone. Checking out Tinder?
Not Tinder, man. Breaking news. Just posted on lanyatmobile.com. There's some real shady stuff going on. Have you read it yet?
No, don't have a digital subscription, so no.
Really? It costs almost nothing. You're really missing out on a lot.
I don't know. I always pick up the print version. They're everywhere and free, and you know how cheap I am.
Are you kidding? It's only 21 cents a day. It's totally worth it. All the same great stuff in the Mobile and Baldwin editions. Daily breaking news, exclusive web content, and really convenient. You can read it on your phone or any computer.
Really? Will a subscription work on all my devices?
Dude, one digital subscription gets you access on 5 devices. Phones, work computer, home computer, whatever you need. It literally takes less than a minute. And you're supporting a strong local newspaper that goes after public corruption and info on things that we really need to know.
Okay, I'll sign up at lanyatmobile.com right after you buy me a drink.
Man, you really are cheap.
Look for Lanyap at over 1,500 locations in Mobile and Baldwin counties and sign up for a digital subscription today at lanyatmobile.com and help keep Mobile funky.
At 641 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Got sports with Dalton coming up in just a second. Plus, I have found a calculator out there that determines how long it takes an athlete to earn your salary. So you go in, you put in your salary, and then you put in the athlete, and you find out, you know, he earns your salary in 25 minutes or something like that.
He or she, because the WNBA just got a new CBA, and now they're making more money than I could have dreamed of.
So there we go. Well, I'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. First, though, let's talk about Virginia and a Richmond Circuit Court judge upholding the decision to temporarily ban firearms on Virginia Capitol grounds. It's one of the security precautions the state is taking in advance of the gun rights rally coming this weekend. John Lawrence with more.
Virginia's temporary state of emergency begins today. This means no weapons allowed on state capitol grounds. Governor Ralph Northam signed a temporary state of emergency banning weapons after he says law enforcement heard of threats of violence from hate groups.
This includes everything from sticks and bats to chains and projectiles. This list also includes firearms.
The ban ends Tuesday, one day after a Martin Luther King Jr. Day gun rights event in Richmond.
We have received credible intelligence from our law enforcement agencies that there are groups with malicious plans for the rally that is planned for Monday.
On Thursday, the FBI arrested 3 alleged members of the base, a white supremacist group, and charged them with firearms and immigration-related offenses. A law enforcement official said the men were believed to have been heading to the gun rally. Federal agents say members of the base had chat room discussions on bomb-making, military-style training camps, and creating a white ethno-state. But this temporary ban and other recent gun legislation have upset some gun owners.
The gun-free zones have been a problem. They're making more of them. Basically doubling down on a bad idea.
I'm John Lawrence.
All right, well, we'll watch more on this story over the weekend and, of course, be talking about it next week right here on Mobile Mornings and on Midday Mobile. Dalton's got sports on the way. Also, we'll check in with News 5. That's coming up next.
Just as Mobile is the birthplace of the original Mardi Gras, OMG1703.com is the birthplace of the original Mardi Gras apparel. Live every day like it's Mardi Gras in our super soft shirts and great hats at OMG1703.com.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. 2 traffic alerts to share beginning at 9 this morning. Crews will close part of Hamilton Boulevard in Mobile County. The stretch of road between Highway 90 and Rangeline Road will be closed as crews work to replace a culvert. In Baldwin County, crews will close part of Grantham Road at Laurent Road from 8 this morning until 5 this evening. Crews will be working to install a water line in that area. Mobile Fire Rescue has identified the woman who died when she crashed into a school bus Thursday morning. 49-year-old Rachel Martin crashed into the bus after losing control of her SUV, according to police. One student was taken to the hospital but is expected to be okay. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says the military is bringing a lot of money into the state. Citing a recent study, the governor says the military and defense industry has brought in $95 billion, making it one of the state's top economic drivers. With WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on, I'm Jessica Taloney.
There's one place where college football becomes pro football. One game, one field, one day. The 71st annual Reese's Senior Bowl, Saturday, January 25th, where college football's top talent will compete in front of NFL coaches, scouts, and GMs. Mobile, Alabama, home of the Senior Bowl, the draft, starts here. Tickets on sale now at SeniorBowl.com.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
An arrest warrant for Odell Beckham Jr., another coach fired because of the Houston Astros cheating scandal, and the South Alabama men's team loses for the first time in four games. It's a quarter until 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Butch Cassidy's Cafe Mobile Morning Sports Report. Odell Beckham Jr. no longer plays for the LSU Tigers. The wide receiver is currently with the Cleveland Browns, heading into year 7 of his NFL career. But Beckham was on hand for LSU's national championship win in New Orleans on Monday night and left a trail of destruction in his wake. First, Beckham may have gotten the university into trouble with the NCAA by passing out cash to players following the game. Now, an arrest warrant has been issued for Beckham by the New Orleans Police Department. The warrant was issued for a charge of simple battery because Beckham smacked the backside of a security officer in the Tigers' dressing room following the game. A viral video shows the officer giving some of the players grief for smoking victory cigars in the locker room. He was telling them that they weren't allowed to smoke inside the Superdome. In the video, Beckham comes to the scene while the officer is talking with the players. He then slaps the officer in the behind. The officer turns and walks towards Beckham, who begins dancing before the video ends. Yesterday, Beckham's team, the Cleveland Browns, released a statement saying they were aware of the incident and that Odell and his representatives are cooperating with the authorities. The 2017 Houston Astros sign-stealing scandal has claimed another head coach. The New York Mets announced yesterday that they have fired new manager Carlos Beltran for his role in the scandal while he was a player for Houston. Beltran was hired as the Mets manager in November and had yet to even coach a game with the team. Beltran's the fourth person from three teams to be fired for his role in the scandal. The Astros fired general manager Jeff Luhnow and manager A.J. Hinch after the MLB announced penalties for Houston. And on Wednesday, the Boston Red Sox fired manager Alex Cora, who was a bench coach for Houston at the time of the scandal. According to the MLB's report on the cheating scheme, the Astros bullpen watched a live feed from a center field camera to view the catcher's signs to the opposing pitcher. They would then bang on a trash can to let the Astros hitters know what kind of pitch to expect. Beltran played a central role in the scheme. He told ESPN after his firing, "I should have recognized the severity of the issue and truly regret the actions that were taken." In basketball, the South Alabama men's team fell to Georgia State 72-63 at the Mitchell Center. The loss snapped a three-game win streak for the Jags. USA senior Josh Ajayi put together another good game despite the loss. He had 19 points and 10 rebounds. South's record now stands at 11-8. They'll take the court again tomorrow at 3 o'clock with Georgia Southern coming to town. The South women's team beat Georgia State in Atlanta last night, 81-64. Savannah Jones led the Jags with 17 points and 6 rebounds. Three other players from South also scored double-digit points. The women's team will stay in Georgia and face Georgia Southern tomorrow at 1. It's 6:48 on FM Talk 106.5, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7, featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
All right, 6:50, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Hey, coming up in just a second, we're gonna do that calculator here. Somebody has taken time. You put in your salary, you put in the professional athlete of your choosing. Mm-hmm. There's a selection there that it tells you how long it takes that professional athlete to earn your salary. It's a It was a sad morning.
Yeah, delightful.
But, yeah, when I was playing around with that, I was like, oh, wow, how about that? But we'll talk about that in just a second. Also, we'll get a traffic report from Kane coming up. But got this from the text line. Thank you, Jason. Jason said, overturned vehicle I-10 eastbound just past the Daphne exit. So once again, I-10 eastbound just past the Daphne exit. We'll get more coming up in traffic with Kane in just a little bit. And also, reminder, 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. You made that New Year's resolution to get cleaned up and organized around the house. Let me tell you, pro tip here, pro tip time, it's easier when you have less things to organize. How about that? It's pro tip. So get rid of the junk. You can do it at your office. You can do it at your home. Maybe get a storage unit you've been paying on for year after year after year. You don't even know what's in there. You don't need the stuff. He'll just show up and get rid of it all in one fell swoop. It's very easy to set an appointment, too. Go online to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com or just pick up the phone and call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They'll find a day and a time that works for you, and that's when the crew shows up. And they quote you a price. If you say yes, they get to work and get it done right then. It's 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Kane's traffic coming up next.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies this morning, then becoming mostly cloudy this afternoon with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, a few showers, lows around 60. And then tomorrow, cloudy with showers and highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content. Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5, turning up your voice.
Good morning from the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear of the few accidents we've had, including the one right off the Loxley exit, I-10 eastbound. Tillman's Corner and Theodore, we've had a couple cars stopped along the shoulder, but nothing out of the ordinary. The 1065 split from Dolphin, Spring Hill to Moffitt, 65 looking good. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2020 Corolla with 0.9% financing for up to 60 months. See their inventory at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 6:53 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings Friday style. That means a couple things. It means weekends here. Also, we'll check it with Alec Naiman, find out what's cooking. That's happening. Plus, it is a football Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of Senior Bowl talk to happen here.
Yeah, we're just 8 days away now from the Senior Bowl.
When do the players start showing up next?
I believe they start showing up on Monday. I think We'll start seeing some coaches and front office execs coming in on Sunday, maybe even some players on Sunday. But really, the Senior Bowl is now, it's a week of fun stuff. They've got all kinds of things planned for next week, and we'll ask the executive director, Jim Nagy. We'll talk to him about that entire Senior Bowl week and the game that it all leads up to.
All right, Todd, that's also in addition to the weekend weather scale on the way, plus all the news headlines and traffic coming up next hour. So here it is. It is the how long it takes a star athlete to earn your salary calculator
that
is online. And I'll link this up later on the Twitter feed. But so in this thing, you select your currency. So we'll go U.S. dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Select your athlete, and I've done it. I chose Conor McGregor.
Okay,
but you can let me run through this. Alex Morgan, Alexander Ovechkin, Andre Russell, Ben Simmons, Canelo Alvarez, mm-hmm. Conor McGregor, Cristiano Ronaldo, Elena Della Donna.
Okay. WNBA player, I think.
Okay. Katie Ledecky, mm-hmm. LeBron James, Lewis Hamilton. The list goes on here. Mike Trout, Serena Williams. Pick what? You want to do Conor?
Because he's going to fight. Conor, yeah. Also, I would like to know LeBron since he makes
so much
money.
Okay, let's do LeBron first. So LeBron, and let's say average, Alabama average salary is at $40,000.
Okay, that sounds good.
That's what we put in. We put it in U.S. dollars. Our athlete is LeBron James, and the salary is $40,000.
I make $1 million a year, but $40,000 sounds right.
So it would take LeBron James 0.3 quarters to earn your salary. LeBron James earns your annual salary every 2.71 points scored.
Wow. That's insane.
So you're
he deserves
for less than a three-pointer, he earns your annual salary.
That makes me feel very, very tiny.
All right.
LeBron already makes me feel tiny, but that too.
I'm going to do the Conor McGregor. We'll have $40,000 Alabama average salary, $40,000 Conor McGregor, and it would take Conor McGregor 0.11 fights to earn your annual salary. Conor McGregor earns your annual salary for every 0.17 rounds.
That is insane.
Not even 1% of a round, not even...
Do me a favor. Try Canelo Alvarez, because he signed a $400 million deal in 2018.
Oh, that's right. You remember you reporting on that.
He signed a massive deal. He's a boxer from Mexico. He's got another fight coming up in May, I think. But how much would he make $40,000 in?
It would take... can't calculate it. It would take Canelo Alvarez zero fights to earn your annual salary. Canelo Alvarez earns your annual salary for every point 0.01 scheduled rounds. So, there you go.
Wow.
Just a little something. Yeah, and listen, we could go double that and make it an $80,000 salary. Let's do $80,000 here. It still would take Canelo Alvarez zero fights to earn your annual salary. He earns your annual salary for every .03 scheduled rounds.
That's hilarious. That's so awesome.
There you go. We'll put this up on the Twitter feed, but it's just something to depress us on a Friday here. The how long does it take a star athlete to earn your salary calculator? Some way you could, you can waste time today and get over on the band, right?
Uh-huh.
For while you're doing this. All right, 657 FM Talk 106.5, hour number 2 of Mobile Mornings on the way. Text line's open for you as well, 343-0106. We'll be right back.